Welcome back to our latest edition, a late March edition at that, of the Patriots in Pinstripes podcast. My name is Stephen Cusimano. I'm the Somerset Patriots Manager of Media Relations and Broadcasting. It's been a little bit since we last spoke, a long offseason of baseball coming to an end very soon. Most recently, we heard from Carson Coleman, who threw the final pitch in the Somerset Patriots championship-clinching no-hitter all the way back on September 28th. But now here we are at TD Bank Ballpark, less than 2 weeks away from opening day in minor league baseball and less than a week out from opening day in Major League Baseball. Lots that we're going to get to on this episode, and kind of the premise here is that myself and our Vice President of Media Relations and Communications with the Somerset Patriots, Mark Russinoff, we just got back from Tampa last week down at Yankees spring training. We went to a couple of games at Steinbrenner Field, went to see the Yankees minor league complex, some very familiar faces, also met some new ones that we will see in Somerset this year. So want to bring you up to speed with all that we were able to learn during our trip down to spring training. Looking at what's ahead, we're going to hear from some of the Yankees' current stars at the big league level. That includes a former Somerset Patriots Eastern League MVP in Oswaldo Cabrera. And if you remember watching the Yankees down the stretch last year, provided a huge spark, a huge impact as a late August call-up for the Yankees. So we'll get to catch up with Oswaldo for the first time since he played in Somerset back in 2021. He was one of two players that we got to catch up with at big league camp. The other was the most popular name in Somerset County in 2022, and that was the Somerset County native himself, Anthony Volpe. The biggest storyline, I think you could say, probably by far and away, at Yankees big league spring training, Anthony Volpe going for a big league roster spot when camp breaks for opening day. So we'll hear from Anthony later in this episode, as well as another one of his fellow middle infield prospects with the Yankees and another former first-round pick. That is Trey Sweeney, who's made some waves over the last couple of years in his minor league debut seasons with the Yankees organization and was called up to here in Somerset 2 weeks before the season ended last year, was on the field for the championship celebration. So we got to know Trey a little bit last year, probably going to get to know him a lot better this year, and that starts with later on in this episode. One of the fan favorites that we got to know really well here in Somerset last year was Brandon Lockridge, Yankees outfield prospect who had an up-and-down season but was one of the few players who had spent the whole season from opening day to the final championship series game right here with the Somerset Patriots. Several walk-off hits, including one on opening night, one in the postseason that sent the Patriots to the championship series. A lot of big moments for Brandon, so it was great to catch up with him at the Yankees minor league complex. And then on the pitching end, sat down with a couple of our other friends from late last season, Will Warren, who was the Yankees' top pitching prospect after being unranked entering 2022, rose up the rankings in every publication you look at, talked to him about what he's working on this spring training, as well as one of the trade deadline acquisitions by the Yankees, Clayton Beter, who was the return in the Joey Gallo trade, if you remember, minutes before the trade deadline in 2022, spent the remainder of the season in Somerset, really turned some heads and impressed a lot of people, so had a chance to talk with Clayton Beter. And then last but not least, perhaps even most importantly, why don't we start with the 2023 manager of the Somerset Patriots, Raul Dominguez, was generous enough to spend a few minutes with me down at Yankees minor league camp. Last couple of years, he was the AAA Scranton-Wilkes-Barre defensive coach, and once again, as a refresher, last year's Patriots manager Dan Fiorito not returning to the Patriots this year, but remains in his role as a roving infield and outfield instructor with the Yankees player development staff. So he will be passing through Somerset several times over the course of the season. So we look forward to seeing Dan again very soon after he was named the Eastern League Manager of the Year and, of course, led the Patriots to a AA high 83 wins and hoisted the trophy. Raul Dominguez, of course, will hope to do the same for the Patriots this upcoming season. Guy that's been around the minor league scene 17 years now as a member of the Yankees organization, but it's actually his first time managing since 2016. So first and foremost, when I caught up with Raul, wanted to ask him, how does that feel to say that you're the manager of the AA Somerset Patriots?
I feel so happy, and I'm so glad that I have another year with the organization. And that's a very special year for me. Be the first time manager in the high level, and now especially with the Somerset.
And you have a lot of managerial experience earlier in your coaching career. What do you remember from your coaching days in the Florida Complex League and elsewhere in the Yankees organization that maybe you can apply to this season?
Yeah, for sure. Experience, work with the pitcher, with pitching coaches, with the hitting coaches and all those stuff. I did that experience, helped me a lot to be ready for this season.
talking a little bit about our coaches this year. One fun story, our defensive coach this year, Aaron Bossy, used to manage him back in his playing days, I think in 2016. How funny is that, just to see those kind of connections coming back as your first year as a manager in Double A?
We were talking about that, and we watched a couple videos when I got here in spring training, and I was talking to the other coaches, and Bossy, he would play for me in 2016. And we would share videos, we were talking, we were laughing. And he's so happy now. You know what's going to happen in 3, 4, 5 years, and now Bossy is going to be part of my staff.
And you're going to be joined by our pitching coach, Grayson Crawford, coming up from Tampa last year. Jake Hurst returning after setting some records offensively with the Patriots last season. What do those guys bring to the table, and how excited are you to work with them?
With Jake, I know Jake, since he's got here, I got a good relationship with him. We talk a lot about hitting when he got here, and I learned a lot from him on what is the goal for the hitters. And Crawford, last year was the second time that he went to Scranton for the last 2 weeks. So we have a little relationship, and I think it's going to be an outstanding year to have this staff.
And moving over to the player side now, obviously we're down at spring training. Have you had a chance to work with some of the players that maybe you anticipate working with in Somerset this year, and maybe honing in on some things that will help them out as we get towards April?
Yes, that's why I'm being back and forth from the GMS and here in the complex behind to see a couple players here and to see the other guys playing, getting experience in the big league, getting at bats there. So that's my goal of spring training, just to spend time with them. Sometimes it's hard because sometimes they play here and they spend 1 week there without coming back here. But trying to cover everything and know those players more before we get to Somerset.
And lastly, big shoes to follow, obviously coming off of a big championship win in 2022. Dan Fiorito, the manager of the year. Have you had a chance to catch up with Fio and just talk about his experience in Somerset last year? And is there anything you kind of take from that conversation?
Yeah, of course. That was since while I was in Panama before I got here to the United States. We have a lot of conversation on the phone. And especially now when I got here, I asked a lot of questions about how's everything in Somerset. I know the facility to get the work done is really good. The expectation to develop those players and win games is really high. And I think it's no excuse. I'm going to be prepared for the season.
We're going to start ramping up soon. What do the fans need to know about Raul Dominguez? If they need to know one thing, what is it?
One thing? I think the more important thing is that I'm from Panama and I'm a twin. My twin, he's a lefty too. He played baseball. He plays softball now. He's a lefty too.
So that was the Patriots 2023 manager, Raul Dominguez. You can just tell, a guy that's going to be a really fun personality to see on the field, has a great energy about him. Cannot wait to work with Raul on a daily basis in 2023. He mentioned making some trips down to GMS, George Steinbrenner Field, across the street from the minor league complex, to work with a lot of the higher up players in AA and AAA that he's going to get a chance to work with this upcoming season. One of those he likely will not work with this year is the big leaguer, Oswaldo Cabrera. We mentioned at the top of this show, called up late 2022, immediately established himself as one of the fan favorite Yankees with the emotion he wears on his sleeve, the tenacity and the energy he brings on the field with him every single day. And Oswaldo, one of those players that is interesting in Somerset Patriots history, because you think back to the inaugural season for Somerset as the Yankees AA affiliate in 2021. He was one of the first real standout players for the Patriots in this Yankees era, was named the Eastern League MVP that year in 2021, and our first time catching up with him since he played in Somerset. I asked him a little bit about just kind of carrying the torch for that long lineage of Yankees players that's going to come out of Somerset for years to come, but started out by asking about the impact he's made for the Yankees already. Came up late last year, but already has made a great reputation for himself, again, becoming a fan favorite, a guy the Yankees have been able to depend on to play every single position on the diamond. So started there. What was it like making that transition to the big leagues and making the impact you did down the stretch in 2022?
That was a dream coming true, you know. That was a dream for me, obviously. I've been working hard. My family, all my friends close to me, they was working hard with me too. So that was a dream coming true, yeah.
And you reflect back on your time in Somerset. I mentioned some great memories, won a lot of games, won an MVP. How does it feel just to be, that was the inaugural season for us as the Yankees AA affiliate. How does that make you feel just to be sort of carrying the torch for those, the long lineage of guys that's going to come out of Somerset for years to come that are going to contribute in pinstripes?
Yeah, so I remember my first year, that was the first year of Somerset, and we were so close to win the championship that year. I know that team was special too. That team was, we was so together inside of the clubhouse, and that was a really good memories on my mind right now. And see what they did the last year, that made me feel so proud too, because I know a lot of, I probably all the players who played the last year there, and that made me feel so proud of the work that they put the last year.
Lastly, you've spent obviously a lot of time up at Big League Camp this year, making a really good impact in 2023 as well. Who are some guys maybe you've been able to learn from in the clubhouse as far as the established veterans of this team that maybe you've been able to learn from, and what have you learned this spring?
We have a lot of mentors here in this spring training. Since the last year, I got a Marwin. I have to say this because he's my guy. He's the guy who was a mentor for me the last year. But we got a lot of veteran guys who help us a lot here. Obviously, we got the captain back, and he's one of the guys who helped more than too much people. But we're still having Rizzo. We have LaMahieu. For me, one of the mentors that I have is Hicks. He's one of the guys who helped me so much in the outfield, who always is up with me, just giving me some advice to get better inside of the field. So I feel so happy to get this guy here.
That was the Yankees star utility man, Oswaldo Cabrera. Just another really fun personality, a great guy to talk to, and so excited to see what he can do in 2023 as a guy that is locked into a roster spot and is going to make an impact once again for the Yankees. Moving from Oswaldo to a guy that is not locked into a roster spot entering opening day, but has certainly made as good a case as you could possibly fathom for one, that is the Yankees' top prospect, Anthony Volpe. And of course, the accolades go on and on. Ranked number 5 overall by MLB Pipeline as far as all prospects in minor league baseball, and has turned heads the last couple of years, a Yankees organizational all-star, the list goes on, and getting a lot of attention in spring training this year, drawing compliments from Aaron Boone, the captain Aaron Judge, of course earning the non-roster invite to spring training, and making a really strong case as to why he should be on the big league roster come opening day 2023. Wanted to start by just asking Anthony, as a young guy, just 21 years old, it's hard to believe when you talk to him, but just 21 years old, what's he been able to soak in from all those different veterans and experienced players in the Yankees clubhouse during spring training thus far?
Well, first of all, it's great to see you guys, and great to see you guys down here. And I think just the whole experience, being in the clubhouse and just being in the mix with the rest of the guys, has been, like you said, a huge learning experience, and one that it's only a couple weeks in, but one I'm going to take for the rest of my career for sure.
And the word on the street is you've really enjoyed hanging out with our man Willie Randolph as well, one of the best Yankees middle infielders ever. What have you been able to learn from him specifically during your time here?
I think just, he's just the most passionate, hardworking guy for us, all the younger guys and everyone in camp. But I think just his approach on the game, he's such a great leader, Yankee captain, manager. He has such a vast experience in the game that every time he opens his mouth and talks, I'm all ears, because he's done everything in the game, and he is so knowledgeable and so helpful.
I want to end by reflecting back on last year for a moment, because we're about 6 months removed now. You can kind of reflect back on it. And what are some things that stick out to you about the entire experience in Somerset between family, the championship? What sticks out to you?
Yeah, it was amazing. I think the reception from the community and playing for an organization or a staff like all you guys in Somerset. And that's kind of, when you think back, you remember obviously the wins and the losses, but it was the environment and the culture and everything that was in Somerset that really, 6 months out and probably a couple years out, that I'm going to remember for a while.
Certainly will remember it for a while. You talk about all the stars aligning for not just being a number one prospect, being drafted in the first round by the team you grew up rooting for, but the AA affiliate, playing in your hometown, at least your home county. Volpe grew up in Watchung in Somerset County, got to live at home during his entire tenure with the Somerset Patriots. Family in the stands every day, got to spend time with some of his teammates that lived with him at home during his AA tenure. Rare stuff, and it was exciting to see Anthony again and just kind of see the impression he was making on all of the big leaguers up there at Steinbrenner Field. And I was very excited to ask about working with Willie Randolph, because Volpe had been on the record earlier in the spring for having said that was kind of the highlight of his spring training, was getting to learn and soak in all that information from one of the best Yankees middle infielders out there. So it's been really nice to see Anthony go from Double-A to Triple-A late last year, only played a couple of games up there for Scranton Wilkes-Barre, and already he has made a great impression up at the big league level and is testing a roster spot. We should know very soon whether or not he is going to be on the Yankees opening day break camp roster. A guy that maybe we can expect to be on the Somerset Patriots break camp roster, at least based on the way things ended last year, is former first-round pick and shortstop Trey Sweeney, one of those who was generous enough to give me some time at Yankees minor league camp. And thinking back to his season last year, spent all of it in High A Hudson Valley, but then when that season ended, there was still about a week of play left at Double-A, so he got the call up alongside his teammate Tyler Hardman. Jason Dominguez also getting the call up from that High A Hudson Valley team, but Trey spent 2 weeks in Double-A in addition to the postseason. So the first thing I wanted to ask him about was just getting his feet wet in Double-A. Valuable experience down the stretch in September of last year, and winning the championship was great as well. I wanted to ask him, what did he learn in those couple of weeks that maybe he can apply to 2023?
I just learned kind of basically their basic routines and hard work and the challenge of Double-A. Obviously, it's a big step up, and the culture in that dugout was great, and everybody wanted to win, and that's what made it easy to play with.
It's no secret you're part of a very talented group of middle infielders in the upper echelon of this Yankees organization. Who are some guys maybe you've learned from during your time in big league camp this year, whoever it may be?
Yeah, I haven't been like over there too much before the games and stuff like that, but obviously last year I worked a lot, the same group as Volpe, so we were at short together, watched him work a lot, and you know, saw what he does with his feet and his hands, so it was good to learn from him.
Anything in particular been the focus this spring as you get to kind of gear up for the upcoming season?
Yeah, just kind of trying to put on a little weight and then maintain that to add a little bit more power and strength, and then try to maintain the speed too.
Very brief conversation with Trey, but good to hear some of the things that he's working on, some of the things he's picked up on as well from his peers, guys like Anthony Volpe, and what he learned in his couple of weeks at Double-A last season. Guy who spent a full 6 months in Double-A last year was Brandon Lockridge. Again, as I mentioned from the top, one of the true fan favorite Patriots in 2022. Stand-up guy, played all over the outfield last year and had some of the most clutch hits and clutch moments at that all season long for the Patriots. Got to know the fans and the community very well. So in catching up with Yankees outfield prospect Brandon Lockridge on the minor league side of spring training, wanted to start off by catching up personally. Brandon, a guy who is originally from Pensacola, Florida, big hunter. I remembered earlier during one of our episodes in season here on the Patriots and Pinstripes podcast, he had mentioned some fun hunting trips that he was planning during the offseason. So wanted to catch up on some personal things. Kicked it off by just asking, how did the offseason go for Brandon?
It was great. It was much needed. Nice little reset after a long season. Went on two hunting trips. Went out in Wyoming and Missouri for two trips with some buddies. And it was just great. Got back to work, kind of after the holidays. And I feel like we're in a really good spot now.
It was a fun season, obviously new career high in home runs, won the championship. When you look back on last year, what are some things that maybe just stick out to you that can take and apply to 2023?
Yeah, I mean, the overall kind of thing that stood out was how good and consistent our team was the entire season. No matter what when guys got promoted, you know, we had new guys coming in, filling their spot. So just that kind of dynamic of, you know, the Yankee prospects we have in our system, it's unbelievable. We got a bunch of guys that enjoy winning and work their tails off to make that happen. But from my game, I guess you could say, it was obviously a disappointing year offensively for me, but I feel like I helped the team win some games, which is at the end of the day what truly matters. And we end up coming out on top, you know, where we wanted to be when we started the year. So I feel like I've made some adjustments offensively, really crushed some base running stuff with some of our, you know, defensive coordinator and stuff like that. So I feel like I'm in a good spot to have a good season this year.
And spending some more time in big league camp this year, too. Is there anyone you've been able to really learn from or just soak in a lot of information from over on that side of things?
Yeah, I was able to take quite a few reps in the outfield with Bader and Judge. I mean, those are two pretty big time guys to get to work with. And, you know, I'm super thankful for the time they've, you know, spent with me. Overall, just being down here around a bunch of really good players, it's definitely a great environment to improve and, you know, get your season started off on a good foot, you know.
Yeah, I want to end on the championship, too, because you mentioned how, you know, starting the season in Somerset, ending the season, you were one of the few guys that was there all year. Was it any more gratifying just to see how things started with your opening day walk-off and then how things ended raising the trophy on that final game of the season?
Yeah, it was a year of ups and downs, a lot of ups, though. Like I said, when we were going into the season, we were like, the only thing that's going to keep us satisfied is to win a championship here. To see how, you know, the first half we ended champs or whatever, and then, you know, to finish out just as strong as we started, finishing the season with a no-hitter, you know, I think I forgot how many runs we scored too. It was just, it was incredible. Like, you couldn't have drawn it up any better. Great coaching staff, players all around. You know, everything about it was just one of my most memorable seasons I'll ever have. So,
and for Brandon Lockridge, those are words that hold some pretty heavy weight. This is a guy that back during his high school days at Pensacola Catholic High School, he played on a perfect national championship winning team that went undefeated en route to a championship. So saying that this was a team that it's going to have some of his best memories in his baseball career should hold a lot of weight, and just a really great conversation. Again, Brandon, a guy that's great to talk to, and I loved hearing some of the things he had to say about working with guys like Aaron Judge and Harrison Bader, two of the best outfielders and I guess players in general in Major League Baseball. And Brandon, a guy that you know is going to soak up every opportunity he can to try and make his game a little better entering this upcoming season, and a guy that potentially we could see again in Somerset in 2022, but certainly hope to see him take the next step, getting the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre in AAA in 2023. Another guy certainly in that conversation as one that we could see in Somerset, but is more than likely going to spend a bulk of 2023 in Scranton, is our first pitcher of the two we're going to talk to in this episode. That is Will Warren, and just a phenomenal story. Will, a guy that was drafted in the eighth round by the Yankees in 2021, did not pitch in 2021, instead worked down at the Yankees minor league complex where we had this conversation, putting on weight, working with the Yankees director of pitching, Sam Breed, and some of the other great minds down there in the Yankees player development staff, just kind of worked on his craft a little bit. And it paid huge dividends. Warren went from being an unranked prospect by every publication, Baseball America, MLB Pipeline, to the Yankees' top-ranked pitching prospect, a top 10 prospect in the organization by the end of the year. And that's kind of where I wanted to start with Will, just kind of bringing it back into perspective that this time last year, he hadn't even pitched in a game competitively for the Yankees in their minor leagues at all. And now here he is a year later, ready to make an impact at possibly the AAA level and beyond in 2023. Wanted to start there, just ask him, had that really set in yet, that he'd come that far in only a year?
For sure. I mean, like you said, I hadn't pitched at this point last year. And so, you know, I just wanted to prove myself. I guess I didn't really have anything to lose, so I was just going out there and playing ball like I have since I was little. And so looking back at it now and moving forward, I just want to keep, you know, playing ball, playing with these guys around me and stuff like that.
I know there was a lot of tinkering going on during that point in time after you were drafted with some of the pitches and putting on some weight. What's kind of the focus been this offseason going into 2023?
Always gaining weight. I mean, the bigger I can get, hopefully the harder I can throw. So we're continuing to do that. We've changed a couple, you know, pitch shapes with the cutter and stuff that I added at the end of last year. And so looking forward to, you know, using that during the season.
And I have to ask, too, obviously you were a very key part of that rotation in Somerset last year. And obviously ending with the championship, really great memories made down the stretch. What sticks out to you now that you've had about 6 months to process everything?
For sure the guys and, you know, the camaraderie and the dugout and locker room and stuff like that. I mean, hopefully we got guys moving up and, you know, going to bigger and better things. But at the same time, it's like, you know, if we can get that group back together, I think there's more special things to come forward.
And lastly, you had some time in big league camp, obviously, this year. What are some things you've maybe learned and picked up from some of your coaches, the coordinators, even some of the other pitchers with big league experience?
You know, at the end of the day, it's the same game we've played since, you know, I was 4 years old. Just go out there. They're not going to put you in a situation that they don't think you're going to have success. So just keep going out there and doing your best and playing the game.
Great conversation with Will, and one that really just kind of captures his essence. Very grounded guy from Mississippi originally, just has a very realistic approach and outlook on his path to the big leagues. And just, again, such a great story from where he came from in 2021 to now being one of the top-ranked pitching prospects. Really impressive stuff. And now the last guy we caught up with down at Yankees minor league camp was another one of the newly minted Yankees top pitching prospects, and that was Clayton Beter, a guy that kind of put himself on the radar virtually out of nowhere. He was the lone piece as the return in the Joey Gallo trade minutes before the trade deadline, coming over as a prospect that had started 16 games, made 18 total appearances for the Dodgers AA affiliate Tulsa. He had gone 0-3 with a 5.75 ERA and was really just opening games, typically going only three innings or so, then was traded to Somerset, and they kind of stretched his arm out a little bit. Started seven games down the stretch for the Patriots, in addition to the playoffs, and posted a 2.13 ERA. So you just look at the splits there, just tells you that there's a lot of untapped potential that the Yankees did start to crack into towards the end of last year. Wouldn't be a surprise to see Beter start the season in AAA Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, but again, also wouldn't be surprised to see him in Somerset again, being that he only pitched seven games here in 2022. Nonetheless, wanted to start this conversation with, you know, it's obviously very difficult to come over at the trade deadline and just immediately integrate yourself into a brand new organization and have the success that Clayton did. So wanted to start by just asking him, obviously it was very difficult to settle in at that point in time. Now that he's had a chance to just get a full offseason under his belt, and namely a full spring training with his new organization and the new coaches and coordinators and teammates, how helpful has that been to Clayton entering his first full season with the Yankees?
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. I finally got to meet everybody in the org, and I'm just really learning more about the org as I'm going through the stuff every day. But I'm ready to get some real competition going and get back out there.
And we kind of got your first impressions of the organization back when you were first traded and joined us in Somerset. Now that you've had a chance to process it a bit, are there any other things that maybe stick out, some guys you've really been able to learn from quite a bit in your time here?
You know, I still hang around those Somerset guys because I knew them so much better. And I've finally gotten to meet all the new pitching coordinators and all the staff here. So being able to learn from each one of them and kind of take bits and pieces here and there has been good.
Down the stretch in 2022, started out really opening some games, going around three innings or so. By the end of the season, you were working pretty deep consistently into the fifth inning. What's the buildup been like this spring, and what can we maybe expect out of you this year?
It's been pretty intense buildup. It's going great, feeling good, but I think we're shooting for five innings right out the gate. So hopefully that's what we do.
Awesome stuff from Clayton Beater at Yankees minor league camp. And that was something I was very excited to ask Clayton about. Just looking at the dichotomy of his season, going from pitching only three innings as an opener with the Dodgers, coming over to Somerset, mentioned that the Yankees at the time were going to maybe open up the reins on him just a little bit. And we did start to see him pitch consistently through five innings towards the end of last year. And he said that is the goal to start 2023. So really excited to see what Beater can contribute. Got to give a huge thanks to Clayton and everyone else that joined us. Clayton Beater, Will Warren, Brandon Lockridge, and Trey Sweeney, as well as Raul Dominguez down at minor league camp. So excited to work with some, if not all of them this year, as well as Oswaldo Cabrera and Anthony Volpe taking some time for us at big league camp. And that about recaps our trip down to spring training. It's crazy to believe that the offseason is almost over. We've reached the final week of March. The countdown to opening day continues, and we've got some really exciting things happening at the ballpark that I'm excited to kind of get you pumped up for. This new scoreboard is going up at TD Bank Ballpark, and this is going to be a game changer. Get to SomersetPatriots.com. Check out all of our promotions this year. Got some really exciting things in addition to that scoreboard. Right from opening day, a championship celebration. We're going to raise the banners. Opening day fireworks, Thursday, April 6th. That'll be a good one. And then I'm sure you saw on social media at Somerset Patriots and at SOM Patriots on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Pictures being posted. The players got their championship rings. And we are going to give away ring replicas on Sunday, April 23rd. That's another day that I definitely recommend circling on the calendar. And we also recently put out the pictures of our Anthony Volpe bobblehead that will be given away on Wednesday, July 26th at TD Bank Ballpark. Another date to circle. It's going to be some other great stuff. Jason Dominguez pennants being given out during the month of May. Check out the promotional schedule. Once again, SomersetPatriots.com. Lots to be excited for this year. And we're at that point where we're kind of on news watch. Keep it posted to our social media at SOM Patriots on Twitter and TikTok, at Somerset Patriots on Facebook and Instagram, because once camp breaks from spring training, we're going to know what this team looks like very soon, and there's going to be some very exciting names on it, more than likely, coming off of a big championship-winning season. Lots to be excited about with the Somerset Patriots at TD Bank Ballpark. That's going to wrap up today's episode for all of us here at the Somerset Patriots. Once again, I'm Stephen Cusimano. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and we will see you next time.